Where have the things that should be black or white in your life actually got pretty muddied and become grey? God is so faithful to his promises that it's a really good idea for us to lean on them and not try to make up our own ideas, right? And in this video, I'm going to just be sharing what it looks like to go from the grey patches back to the definitive way that God talks about things. Hi there, I'm Lisa Vandenberg, and we at everydaylifewithjesus.com love to walk alongside you, showing you what it looks like to walk through your everyday life with him, what it looks like to have him by your side, to be able to talk with him, to have him comfort you, to have him lead and guide you. It's the most exquisite way to live and what he promised in John 10:10. So if you're new here, consider liking and subscribing, share this channel, click the notification bell because there's a new episode each week and YouTube will let you know. Right? So I was put this shirt on and I said to the Lord, wow, Lord, it really is interesting, isn't it? Where there's one definitive color that's black and one definitive color that's white. And when you mix the two of them together, they make another color. Where in my life am I believing the truth sort of, right? Because it's got a little diluted with what I think. And this can be in areas like finances, right? Oh, I believe God's my source and I believe he's going to look after me. But that doesn't mean I don't have to worry about where the mortgage payment will come or the rent payment will come at the end of the month. Well, that's double-minded, right? That's where a black and white has turned into a gray, because I believe God, but I'm still going to worry a little bit anyway, because I'm not quite sure that my belief is complete, right? And so what that does is it causes us to be in these murky waters, in a place where the enemy can come and poke at us. He can come and make us worry. He can come and cause us to be distressed about things. He can then also try to make it look legitimate, right? I heard somebody say the other day, you know, as a mom, you never stop worrying about your kids and it's a good thing because you get to, and I was like, no, that's not true. The mark of worrying about our kids as a mom is not a godly attribute. It's a gray area, because when we truly trust God with our kids, that's a black area or a white area. It's not the murky area in between, right? And so what do we do with worry? What do we do when we legitimately, I mean, this is an everyday experience on earth, right? Worry can come up when things don't look the way we thought they should look. And so Jesus tells us not to worry about anything, right? But in all things, with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So I want to encourage you this week just to sit with the Lord and to go, Lord, where are the areas where I think I'm believing you and I think I'm trusting you, but it's actually watered down? It's begun to look a little gray, right? And he will be so happy to sit with you and go, hey, well, you know, this is what my word says here, but when you're walking out your everyday life, this is actually what you believe. This is the gray area that you're walking in. And he so beautifully and carefully can take us from the gray area back to the truth of his word, back to the black or white, right? And help us to then, our minds get changed, Romans 12:1-2, you know, be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Our belief systems get strengthened again, and we can come back onto the solid ground. Instead of being on the shifting sand, we can come back onto the solid ground of the rock, right? Because then we've got something to stand on. We've got the word of God to stand on. And it's a beautiful invitation that he gives to all of us. And this is the analogy he gave to me one day. He said, Lisa, imagine you're standing on the train platform, right? And the train comes up to the platform and you get the doors open and you get on and you settle in your seat and you take out your lunch and you've got your book to read and you get all settled in your seat and the train pulls off. And as you come in close to the first station, you suddenly hear, oh, welcome to the train to New York. And all of a sudden you start to panic because you're actually supposed to be on the train to LA, which is on the opposite coast. So you got on the wrong train, right? So what would you do? You'd pack up all your things, and then the very next stop, you'd speak to the conductor and you say, hey, how do I get on the train to LA? And he's going like, get off at the next stop, go to platform 7, sit there, and then in 30 minutes, the train to LA will come, right? So we take action when we hear that there's something not right. We take action to get back on the right track. And he said, Lisa, it's just as simple as that. If you're traveling along on the wrong track, the wrong train of thought, the wrong belief system, you'll hear my voice. I'll say to you, hey, Lisa, you're believing a lie there, or you're not believing the fullness of the truth that I have to say to you instead, right? And so all you need to do is go, oh, Lord, I hear your voice, like the voice over the announcement speaker system, right? Lord, I hear your voice. Oh, I see I'm going the wrong way. Lord, I'm sorry. I have been believing the wrong thing. Quick, repent, deep, heartfelt, right? Lord, I'm sorry that this is the way I've been believing. Then he goes, okay, come, now take my hand. I'm the conductor. I'm going to show you how to get off this train of thought and get onto the right train of thought, right? It's as simple as that. We repent, deep, heartfelt repentance, come back into alignment with what God says, and then let him lead us to the right train of thought. Because as soon as we get off this one, we're looking for where the right train of thought is. And so we ask him, Lord, show me the verse in the Bible that tells me the truth about the situation instead of the lie that I was believing before, right? I'm not worthy enough. Show me what the truth is of what you say, that I'm the apple of your eye. There's not enough money. Show me the truth of what you say, where you're my father and you will always look after me. Show me the truth of what you say, that when you ask me to sow money in a place, you're going to bring a 30, 60, and 100-fold harvest. Show me where it says, where I think I'm all alone and I'm doing life by myself and I'm worried and I'm scared. Show me where it says, if I will stick close to you, if I abide in you, you'll abide in me and life will bear fruit from that place, right? There are all these beautiful just corrections where God takes us from one train of thought. Come, let's get off that one and go on to the right train of thought. Ah, so, so good, right? He loves to help us like this. So I want to encourage you to just spend some time with the Lord and say to him, Lord, where have the definitions of your truth, the truths of your truth, where have I muddied them and they become a little gray in my life? Where am I sort of believing but sort of not believing, right? And let him show you how to get back onto the right train of thought and come back into alignment with his word too. So good. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept? Come across and visit us at everydaylifewithjesus.com. Like and share this video. Share it with your friends. Let's send the good news of the gospel around the world. Bless you, bless you, bless you. And I will see you next time.